Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whether you've got a challenge or an opportunity, whether you're starting up or growing or trying to divest yourself of your business, wherever you are on that time continuum, we've got something you can read or listen to or even watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. Joanne S. Black is the name of the book, No More Cold Calling, The Breakthrough System That Will Leave Your Competition in the Dust. It's outstanding. It's a 21st century book that if you're selling, if you're making your living selling, if you have a sales effort in the marketplace, you need to know what Joanne's up to and what she says. Joanne, we've been talking about taking care of current customers, getting referrals. But you can't ask for referrals if you don't stay close to your customers, can you?
Well, you can't. And there's a couple issues there that I've identified. And one of them is during our sales process. So many times, you know, we will, as business owners, sell the deal, whatever the deal is. And sometimes we'll do the work ourselves. But sometimes we have other people that we bring in, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we bow out of the picture. And we let them do their thing, and we don't stay in touch.
Like you're talking about, like employees, for example, we hand off a customer to an employee or a subcontractor or something like that.
Yes, it could be. So, as an example, if you sell software, you sell software. You've got your specialists. Then you have your implementation people who come in and actually work with a client and get the software to work, right? And they could be employees or they could be contractors, depends on a business. And many times then we, or whoever the salesperson is, does not stay in touch. We leave it to the implementation
people. Big mistake.
Big mistake, yes. And everybody has so many contacts. So we have contacts within our client company. If using the software company example, if we have people in their consulting, they have contacts within the company. We're not leveraging any of it. It's just not part of our sales process. That is a huge, huge mistake.
Yep. You got to stay close. You got to stay in contact. Even if it's email, if it's just a quick phone call, try to go see them as often as you can. Stay in touch with as high a level as possible. But also, you got to know what you got to keep up with how things are going. Are we executing? Are we delivering? But you got to make sure that the person who made the decision still knows you care about their opinion and how they feel about things.
Well, exactly. And one of the things I've done over the years, and I've started doing more regularly now, is I really know my clients. I think most of us do. So we learn about them, not just the business, but what they're interested in, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I find it an article in a magazine. Now, I've written some of them, but even ones I haven't written, I will actually put a sticky on it.
Absolutely.
Put a note on it, put it in an envelope, mail it, thought this would be great. I'll do the same with books.
You know what's also handy? If I have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal, an electronic version, and you could even do this when it wasn't electronic. You go on their website and do this. But you, as you know, if you read an article that you think one of your customers would like to know, you just hit email and they'll send it to them.
Yes.
Compliments of you.
Great way to stay in touch.
Yeah, and I'm sure many other publications have the same thing. I mean, this is a really smart way to stay in touch. And the benefit of this, folks, is if you talk to a customer and they got a problem, that's not the time to ask for a referral. You better fix it. But if you talk to them and they are happy, Joanne, that's when you implement your referral request, right?
That's right. And, you know, a lot of times we think that they'll just automatically refer us, and sometimes they do, as we just talked about. But to really have a process in place and to be proactively asking, it's so exciting and the best way to work. And it also, that comes around, and I want to talk about this for a minute, about the biggest problem all salespeople have, and it's been researched. And I wrote about it in my book. I talk about it all the time, and that is How do we access the people we need to meet? How do we get the meeting with the decision maker?
How do we get the meeting?
That's it. And if we don't get the meeting with the level we want, well, what else matters, right? It doesn't. We're just spinning our wheels. And I heard an interesting statistic at a conference I just attended, and this is researched, by the way, not by me, but they said that only 54% of salespeople can access key players.
Hmm.
All right, so that's just a little more than half.
Is this because you think it's because they never got there to start with, or once they got there, they lost contact?
No, they never got there to start with.
Yeah, they never got face to face with the alpha member of the decision making process.
Yeah, never did. Can't. Mm-hmm. Don't know how.
Yeah.
Do all kinds of cold prospecting to do it, and it's not working.
You always want to get introduced down, don't you?
Yes.
Start as high as you can get up and be introduced down.
That's the way to go.
Yeah,
absolutely. But you know, the other interesting thing, there's a lot of research done that of these people who do get access, who get the meeting where they want, that 30% of them are way more likely to achieve quota.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes sense, right? Because when you get the meeting with the person you want, I mean, your sales time shortens, they'll refer you, you've got that credibility, they trust you, your sales process shortens. I mean, it's just huge.
In the old days, when people had purchasing agents that you could walk in to visit. Whenever I went to a new installation or plant or organization, even though the things I sold, the purchasing agent was going to buy, I always said, yes, I would like to meet the plant manager.
Yes.
Or whoever the highest person was, and they'd know that, and they'd look at me, and I'd give them my card, and they'd know that the purchasing agent probably bought what I was selling. But still, I asked for the manager. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.